All right. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
And welcome, Amanda. Glad everybody could be here. So we're continuing in this journey of self-discovery in your next step. And what this really is a form of spiritual research. We do physical research, we think about things, and you research. So in the previous classes, we began with the, we began with learning about journeying for yourself, going over the bridge of light. You practiced automatic writing, started learning about your style of intuition, started to feel that style. And then we did vision boards too. And so each of those methods is one style of spiritual research. Ways that you can find answers to your questions. The questions can be everywhere, from everything from practical to philosophical to spiritual to what do I believe, what happens next. It can be any kind of question. And these techniques, using Reiki, give you access to your inner guidance. What's true for you? And so often we've been trained to be told what's true for us. That's part of how our lives work. And what I've always said is that we are transitioning out of the age of the collective and outside authority into the age where of empowerment, where we are able to discover our own inner authority, or as you were saying, the words actually reveal our inner authority. And so it takes tools and techniques. You know, it's like, how do I do that? So that's what we are doing in this course, is, you know, bringing in tools and techniques using Reiki that give you methods you can use to access that inner authority in a variety of ways, because there's lots of ways. All of the ways so far, the commonality is we're using the energy of Reiki to give us that access. So if you think about the various symbols, each of those symbols give us access to a particular frequency, an energy. They also activate those within us. So it's life force energy. We are life force. Our breath is life force. So the same qualities that are in Reiki work with our life force. Those life force qualities of Reiki work with our life force to give us the ability to access that inner authority and ultimately see our authentic self, to have access to our authentic self. And of course, as you have access to your authentic self, I wouldn't say life gets easier, but managing life gets easier, you know. I don't know that yes, today my life is easier, but that's not true all the time, and wasn't true until recently and all the caregiving that I was doing. And so, but what was easier is how I could access that inner self in every situation. So spiritual research gives you an ability to listen at an entirely new level. And so that's the other thing that we're going to be talking about tonight. So this is the next thing that we're working on and integrating into all these ideas is the ability to listen more deeply. And also, then we're going to be on the tables tonight and actually be giving and receiving Reiki. And you are going to listen for each other. So as a practitioner, and you can choose when you're a practitioner what your style is. And some of the styles, like at the Northwest Reiki Association, they don't want you doing that. When I'm in Reiki circle, I don't go into listening for everybody that's there because people haven't come to me for that. And so then I'm clear that I'm not listening. But in my sessions, I am listening. And even if in my sessions I'm not sharing what I've heard, it is another step of listening. And it's not to gain information. That's not the point. It takes you into just a deeper state of connection, is what it really is. Deeper state of connection. So that's what we're going to do tonight, and we're going to talk some about listening, and that is going to be woven throughout every month after this, and the different ways of listening and thinking about that. We're going to be talking about, not tonight, but another night, with, you know, managing empathy, and continuing to talk, too, about how you perceive your intuition. So we'll keep kind of bringing all those ideas together so you hear them in multiple ways through the multiple techniques that we're using. So we had the Q&A call, and one of the persons that was, Mary Kay, was talking more about the symbols and asking specifically which symbols that I use and how I use them. And so I'll bring more references into that. I will tell you, I kind of just bring them all in and let them do what they do, and I'm not that specific with them anymore. I used to be, you know, well, I do this first, and then I do this, and then I do this, and then I do this. And I think that is one of the ways Reiki was originally taught. You know, use this symbol for this, use this symbol for this. And they do have a very focused energy, and we do get to know them. But I could give you a technique on the symbols I use, and the next time I do it different. So that's the other part that this is going to be bringing in, is how is the Reiki energy, and whether you're identifying the specific symbols or whether you're identifying the energy, how is that also coming into the mix? So it's a lot of topics, but we'll just keep weaving them every month and continuing to talk about them in all the different ways of thinking about it, and keep bringing your attention back to the idea that this is a method of spiritual research. It's a way for you to find answers. And because this course outline is called, you know, next step, your next step, the spiritual research that you're doing right now is, what is my next step? And so these are the methods that I continually use every day. And I ask that question every day. We ask that question every day. So anyway, any questions about that, or anything you guys want to share about what we've done so far, or any questions around all of that, kind of putting the idea together?
I have an unrelated question, but
yeah.
Having to do with Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask it?
Yeah.
Social worker, you know, she works with other people, and she had about Reiki and said that she had done her own research and found that it really didn't have good research behind it for use, because we were talking about using it in with the work that I do. But I've looked at all the ones online on that site, and it looks, I mean, it's not double blinds. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done, and there's some comparing 10 minutes of Reiki to, you know, an hour of something else, which isn't really this comparison. But is there, I mean, is there, are there any more? Is there a double blind study that's being done?
One was just completed. That William did through the Center of Center for Reiki Research, and a woman named Ann Baldwin.
She's a professor, a PhD at the University of Arizona.
Actually, you know who you could contact is Robin First. She's also
she's a pharmacologist.
Yeah, she's a pharmacologist.
Or Ann Baldwin, because she did a presentation at the Reiki retreat last year. Her research is all as far as like citing from that perspective, from a perspective of academia. She's doing it in the correct manners too. And Robin First is part of that as well.
Yeah, she works with Ann Baldwin for it. Yeah. And Robin is out in Bend.
Oh, what's Robin's last
name? Robin First, FUERST. And she will be up on this latest research. I always mean to ask William to send it to me, but I keep forgetting.
Okay, did you know the outcome?
It was for, the research was for hip replacements.
Oh, okay.
And there was definitely a significant positive result from the research, and it was properly done and by Ann Baldwin, peer-reviewed. And here's the biggest issue with it, just so you know, when people ask you questions like that. Most funding for research is done by the NIH, National Institute of Health. In 2012, they discontinued research for any kind of alternative therapies. So Reiki falls into that category. So they no longer, they just no longer fund them. So you know, the funding is all private.
And I explain that to people. That's, I mean, not exactly that, but I explain that a lot of this has evidence-based practices are somewhat dependent on their a bias and how much.
Well, and the good thing about those two is that they also understand any pitfalls of the studies, you know, some of them have been anecdotal and things like that, but they address that. And also in how to address it to others and that kind of thing. So they're not, they are absolutely aware that there are some pitfalls of some of the things, but they, in the last even 3 years, and including this one, they have gotten, they've progressed with it even so much further, and they can't do animal studies yet because of the funding and things like that. But anything that they do come out with is going to be very well and properly done.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing work with mental health, so.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any done with mental health. I mean, you guys are kind of the groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Where the only other one I would say would be Susan Pease Bannett with it, but she doesn't have research. She's just very skilled.
That's so,
you know, but it's at least people that are in academia that everything is conducted. Really.
She's on the social worker board in Oregon.
Yeah, that's done really.
You know, is she on your site? Any information you sent?
Mm-hmm. She has been.
She was trying to talk.
So how did those vision boards go for you guys? Anything show up from that?
For me, it's helped me over the last month make a lot of life choices that setting boundaries around what it is that I want to focus on without taking on too much from other people. More like channeling my energy into what is going to be the best for me versus trying to take care of everybody else and their needs. So for me, it was a big deal.
That's huge.
Big deal, because I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I remember that.
Biggest deal. Like, I had so much resistance coming in, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. In fact, it wasn't bad at all.
It was actually kind of fun.
It was kind of fun, and I actually have it hung up so that I see it every single day.
Oh, nice.
And I'm reminded of what Spirit's leading me to and making choices based off of that vision board. And it's really cleaned up, streamlined my decision making. And I don't have guilt around it. So that's really, really good too, because I'm used to being everyone's mother. And now I'm mothering myself. So that's a nice change for me.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So yes, so that's what I'm contributing. So I want to say thank you to everyone too for holding space, because I was not in a great energetic space last time. So I had to go home and apologize to my son for calling during the middle of class, and because I didn't handle that very well. And so it gave me a chance to be humble and apologize. So I was grateful for that. Not grateful that I said what I said, but grateful that I had an opportunity to apologize. So I just want to say thank you to everyone.
You're welcome. And so, to be honest with you, we didn't know.
Yeah.
you did a great job.
Yeah. Holding space for yourself.
Holding it together.
Maybe a little bit of steam coming out of your ears.
Like, oh.
But
yes. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, and you know, that is such a good point, because so often we can be in resistance, and what I tell people is just show up. And because sometimes you're just not going to get past the resistance in the moment. And I mean, the times, for lengths of time, I've been in resistance. And that's the one thing I have to say, is that I just kept showing up. And like, okay. And then it finally kind of all clarified. So awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to share? Or questions?
I was laughing when you said just show up. I was really on the fence of whether I was going to come tonight or not.
Oh.
I leave Monday morning for Goldendale.
Oh.
3 weeks. I'll be there 3 weeks, and there are many
ceremonies.
And I still have lots of preparation to do. And my yard's been a mess. And trying to take care of all of that stuff, get everything in place to be gone for 3 weeks. And there's so much I could be doing at home. It's like, do I go, do I not go, do I go, do I not go? Just show up. And here I am.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. My vision board was, I don't know if you remember, there was a picture of a fairy holding the curtain back so the woman could see out the train window. And it's just like, let the fairies lead you. And one of the really big things for me at this point is to get my yard cleaned up. Last summer I worked 12, 14 hour days, and my yard just didn't get any attention, and it's all overgrown and it's driving me nuts. And that's one of the places that I feel best, is out in my yard, but not when weeds are waist high. And it's like, but it's coming together. One of the children that I drive, his mom does yard work. She had a business for a while, but she doesn't have the business anymore, but she still helps people out. So she was just at my house for 2 hours before I left to come here. And, cleaning up and doing some stuff, and she'll come back tomorrow and do more. And I have the vision board in my Reiki room, and when I open that flap of that picture of the fairy, there's the steps to, I always forget how to say it, Mount Karama?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it just always reminds me of the beauty of just being, and just opening up and just taking a step forward, and it'll be right there. That's all all I had to say.
Great. Thanks.
For me, I was in Florida for that night. And so on the call, I said that I was also experiencing a lot of resistance. So I've been thinking about it, and I have a vision board book. So I've been doing some reading and some research. And so on Wednesday, I started gathering as a soul collage. Tens of thousands of images. And I've been collecting words and phrases for a long time to do a lot more work with vision boards. So I just pulled all that stuff out starting on Wednesday, and then I worked on it some more last night, and I worked some more this morning. And it's, there's one picture that I found was kind of like a dark red hand, big hand, with a candle in the middle of it. And then there were all these little sparkles and lights coming off of it. And the one thing that I know about myself is with creating vision boards, I tend to want to make it pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And so during this whole process of gathering the words and gathering the images, I just wanted to say, okay, now this is for your next step. This is for your next step. And so there's a beautiful staircase I found. And combined with that, it's just, it feels like it's coming together, and I feel like I'm coming together more spiritually and emotionally, though physically I'm falling apart. So that is kind of I'm just thinking that's kind of like a cleansing. Like the toxic stuff is coming out through 3 weeks of flu and 3 weeks of recovery and another cold and no recovery for weeks from the cold. So it's kind of interesting. It's in my office. Nothing is glued down yet, and because I'm just really wanting this to be a powerful piece. So I'm really taking my time with it. And so I go in, I set the intention when I walk in. I say I want to bring the joy and the wisdom into the process and the work I do in this room. And then, of course, maybe not of course, but I break it up in my bedroom. And so I sit down really very intentionally, and before when I've made vision boards, I'm like, okay, let's just slap this baby together and get it up on the wall. So it's been a very different process for me.
Mm.
And I'm, at first I was like, oh no, I have to come tell her it's not together. But really it's about really creating something that's for me.
Yeah.
And if it needs to simmer a while before it comes together and is tasty, then so be it.
Yeah.
So I've made peace with that.
Good. Like
nice.
Yeah, I need that. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I was going to say, on that call that we had, I think it might have been you that made the suggestion to ask each picture what the meaning was.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep intending to do that. I've only looked at, I think, one of the, maybe a couple of them, and they seem to fit, but I thought that was a really great suggestion, so that's my plan. I haven't done it. I will.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
thank you.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, Robin, you want to?
Yeah.
Talk about what you're talking about?
Yes, I think so.
Hold on.